He roamed along the corridor, searching for the vacuum cleaner. They had informed him that he must carefully vacuum the big playroom where the children spent most of the day.
"Down the hall to the right," a person pointed.
Earl.
"Thanks, Earl,"
he said. When he arrived at a closed door, he started to knock, and then instead he opened it. Inside the room, an old woman stood holding three rubber balls, which she juggled. She turned toward him, her gray, stringy hair falling on her shoulders, grinning at him with virtually no teeth. She wore white bobby socks and tennis shoes. Sunken eyes, he saw. Sunken eyes, grinning, empty mouth.
"Can you do this?"
she wheezed, and threw all three balls up into the air. They fell back, hitting her, bouncing down to the floor. She stooped over, spitting and laughing.
"I can't do that," he said, standing there dismayed.
"I can."
The thin old creature, her arms cracking as she moved, raised the balls, squinted, tried to get it right. Another person appeared at the door beside Bruce and stood with him, also watching.
"How long has she been practicing?" Bruce said.
"Quite a while." The person called, "Try again, you're getting close." The old woman cackled as she bent to fumble to pick the balls up once again. "One's over there," the person beside Bruce said, "under your night table."
"Oh,"
she wheezed. They watched the old woman try again and again, dropping the balls, picking them back up, aiming carefully, balancing herself, throwing them high into the air, and then hunching as they rained down on her, sometimes hitting her head. The person beside Bruce sniffed and said, "Donna, you better go clean yourself. You're not clean." Bruce, stricken, said,
"Well, that isn't Donna. Is that Donna?"
He raised his head to peer at the old woman, and he felt great terror. Tears of a sort stood in the old woman's eyes as she gazed back at him. But she was laughing, laughing as she threw the three balls at him, hoping to hit him. He ducked.
"No, Donna, don't do that," the person beside Bruce said to her. "Don't hit people. Just keep trying to do what you saw on TV, you know. Catch them again yourself and throw them right back up. But go clean yourself now. You stink."
"Okay,"
the old woman agreed and hurried off, hunched and little. She left the three rubber balls still rolling on the floor. The person beside Bruce shut the door and they walked along the hall.
"How long has Donna been here?" Bruce said.
"Oh, a long time. Since before I came, which was 6 months ago. She started trying to juggle about a week ago."
"Oh, then it isn't Donna," he said. She's been here that long, because I just got here a week ago." Andy thought, "Donna drove me here in her MG.
I remember that, because we had to stop while she got the radiator filled back up. And she looked fine then. Sad-eyed, dark, quiet and composed in her little leather jacket, boots, with her purse that has the rabbit's foot dangling, like she always is."
He continued on then, searching for the vacuum cleaner. He felt a great deal better, but he didn't understand why.